Roy and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
Right now we're in the aftermath of Florence. 17 deaths in the Carolinas, 11 in North Carolina, 6 in South Carolina. And unfortunately, a couple of those deaths right here in our listening area. The amount of rain that fell onto the coast, even the rain that fell right here locally. I mean, it's so interesting because, like, if you are, like, north of Charlotte, you could have got maybe just a couple inches of rain. And then, like, if you are south of Charlotte, man, there was, like, places down in Union County and down south towards that way, Lancaster, that was getting, you know, 15 inches of
rain.
Indian Land, Indian Trail.
Yeah, Indian Trail.
Matthews, Monroe. That area got hammered, and that brings us to the next story that we're following locally. It's very unfortunate, but first responders were called out for a swift water rescue last night in Union County. There was a child in a vehicle that got swept away by a flood. An adult was rescued from the vehicle, and officials kept searching for the child, but at about midnight, they were seen driving away from the scene. Mm-hmm. The child's 1 year old, and people are reminded to not go around barricades and to stay out of rising water. And that still might be the case this morning, by the way, even though the floodwaters are receding here locally in the Piedmont. But we are, you know, still have to stay on alert.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good news. Hey, let's real quick jump on the phone. Richard Devaney from WCNC, who is out on the coast. He's a reporter here locally in the Piedmont, but is out on the coast. He's going to jump on the MRL show. Richard.
Hey, Manny, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for jumping on the phone with us for a few minutes. How are you out there?
I'm not wet this morning.
That's good.
Saying something, right?
Yeah,
right?
That is good.
Mm-hmm. When did the rain finally stop coming down?
Well, I mean, early this morning, but it's been on and off. And every time I say it's lessening or stopping, it'll start back up again. So fingers crossed on that. Since Thursday, since Wednesday, since I got here, it's been kind of, Wednesday was overcast. Am I right about that? I'm riding with Stuart. Pittman, our photographer, he's been here all week.
You have no idea what day it is, do you, Richard?
I have no idea what day it is. We're just like everyone else here in Wilmington, really taking it in. We have no power, may not have water after a while. This is really exciting.
Is there still a lot of floodwaters near you? Or is that receding down?
There are still floodwaters. There are still streets that are impassable because of debris, trees in the road. The junk that washed up because of floodwaters. And then, of course, I know you guys have heard or seen those pictures of some roads that have caved in because of erosion, because of the waters of Boston erosion, like Interstate 40 is a lane is gone because of the flooding. It's a pretty bad situation.
Richard Devaney from WCNC joining the MRL show. He's out on the coast in Wilmington. Richard, You've been there from the beginning of this. You were there before the storm came. You got to witness the rescues, and now you're seeing an influx of supplies, I imagine. Is that kind of how it's played out?
Now, I'll be honest. I have not seen an influx of supplies because one of the things, when I made the comment about the water, a lot of the roads are impassable. So getting help here is really going to be tough.
Really?
So they said that there is not a lot of activity going in or out of Wilmington, almost like Wilmington has become an island, so to speak.
Whoa.
There's not a lot of cars going in and out. We were with a media contingent of you know, the networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and all of them, those who had assignments elsewhere, were scrambling to try to get out of town, to try to find some ways, people talking about taking back roads and things like that. That's how bad it is. The city leaders just yesterday had a news conference and actually was urging people, you know, who are not here, do not come home. You have to wait to get it all clear. Telling people who are here, do not take to the roads. As a matter of fact, the curfew, which was started at 10 o'clock the previous night, last night, they moved it down to 8 o'clock because they wanted people off as of darkness, because they didn't want people driving and getting caught up in a road that had too much debris, or even worse yet, a road that was flooded and they wouldn't know, and then you have a lot of tragedy. As you said, swift water rescues, spoke to some guys who had done a number. They just said it's whenever you do rescues, for instance, they were going to rescue a pregnant woman, and then they found two elderly women in the house.
Mm. Oh, wow.
There was one lady who was elderly And she was helping another elderly lady who had dementia. They were on the roof. They were able to be rescued. And the fears, of course, as the days progress and crews are able to make their ways into not just Wilmington, but other little areas around Eastern Carolina, that the number of people lost to this storm to Florence could rise.
Really? Okay. Yeah, because I think the last we heard was 17 deaths. So you think it could go up. Now, when do you think that the people can get to Wilmington? When do you think that we can send supplies? I mean, is there a timeline with that, you think?
I mean, well, here's the situation as far as the diesel is concerned. Folks are hoping that the roads, I think Interstate 80, I heard, tell that might be opening for a bit today, so I know their efforts being made. But as far as overall, it could be weeks before they're like they were.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see roads washed away, when you see part of an interstate washed away.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
Just because of the spot we were standing, I'm now passing gas stations that are opening up, and there are people lined up waiting for gas. We're on a street called Dawson, which leads to Oleander, one of the major streets here in Wilmington. And that's another thing. Just the other day, we saw lines all around with cars just lined up to go to a Costco, people looking for any sign of an open store or anything so they could get something, a grocery store that had opened. The first one we saw was a Harris Teeter, and then a Lowe's. People lined around the block just trying to go in and buy some stuff. Those folks who had stayed trying to wait out the storm. As far as the people we spoke to, all of them said they have seen damage, had damage to their homes, or saw their neighbors' homes damaged severely. And we're passing more as we drive to our live start location for 8 o'clock. I'm seeing still their trees down. A lot of them have been removed off to the side of the road.
Yeah.
There have been a number of, as you can well imagine, tree removal companies that flooded the area. I shouldn't use the word flooded, but came to the area before the storm hit, kind of, you know, to help clear up the area, we'll say.
Once the water does recede and they can get trucks in, what do you think the immediate need will be?
The immediate need will be, like you said, supplies, any type of food supplies. I think the most important thing that people are hoping for would be getting something from diesel here so they don't have to lose their water, because the water purification center runs on diesel.
Mm.
And, of course, if they do not have diesel, they cannot purify the water. So then the city would be without water, in addition to being without large parts of it still being without power.
Richard from WCNC on the phone with us. He's going to be doing a live shot here at 8. Thanks for coming on with us. Did you see, and we're going to let you go get out of here in a second, but
sure.
Do you see a large amount of utility power companies? Because we understand that power companies are coming from all over the country to help. Yeah. In the time of need, which we've seen before.
Yeah, we do know that not only have we seen them, but just yesterday, one of the hotels had a number of people who decided to go home, who lived in Wilmington, were seeking shelter. The hotel got power, and actually, when they got power, a lot of those people went home, and then they had dozens of rooms. Duke Utility men came in and took those remaining rooms. We can tell you that they were at the ready all around Wilmington when I arrived on Wednesday. I'm sure Stuart saw them also in place, but they had to wait out the storm before they could actually begin the process of work, because, for instance, they've got to have these trees off the lines and things of that nature before they can start restoring power. Downtown Wilmington, we've seen a number of lights and buildings start to go on, street lights start to go on. We're now out near the country club area of Wilmington. We still don't see any power here, okay, but we still see a lot of trees. We're actually parking by a house that's got a tree right on top of it.
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks so much for the update from the coast. It's as bad as we thought it was going to be, and that's why here at the Beasley Media Group at KISS 95.1 and our sister stations, we'll definitely put together some sort of a drive, everyone, to help bring out supplies. You just heard Richard firsthand say what the needs are. Richard, you stay safe, and thanks a lot for coming on with us for a few minutes. Okay, bud?
Hey, you guys rock. Continue keeping people happy, because a lot of folks here are just smiling and doing the best they can and helping each other out. So that's the camaraderie, not just in Charlotte, but all around the state. That's what we're about, right?
No doubt, Richard. Yeah. We just talked to Amy from Bridgeton, who said send cigarettes. So, you know, the needs for everyone is different. Hey,
I shouldn't say it on the air, but my photographer agrees with that.
All right, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes. Stay safe, okay?
You did it the same.
All right. There's Richard Devaney from WCNC. Nice enough to jump on with us. And we'll have more reporters on with us throughout the morning. And Wyatt from Fox 46
yeah, Fox
is going to come
46.
On mm-hmm. with us next hour. We'll have her on. So,
if the flood impacted you in any way, if there was floodwaters in your area, I know Charlotte and south of Charlotte got hit pretty hard, too. You can always give us a phone call and tell us what you saw at 704-570-9595.
We'd love to hear from you. You know, it's an off day. But we're going to take a quick break. Skip CBL. We'll skip Can't Beat Loren today. Let's just update people on what's going on.
Yep.
And we'll have the very latest coming up right here on the MRL Show.